And she told me that when she was younger, it didn't used to be like that. You could just about trust anybody with your kids. If your children acted up, then anybody could whoop them because they were like neighborhood children or whatever.
I knew everybody in South Rome. I knew their mamas, their daddies, their grandmamas, their granddaddies, cuz I knew everybody in South Rome. Knew everybody in South Rome. Sure did.
I just wish that our neighborhood and how they acted then could still be now so that, like, parents would trust their children and, you know, like, if they let them go to a party, they wouldn't think, you know, that something bad was going to happen. And that's the story that I hear, and I don't like it.
If I could describe the difference between how South Rome is today as opposed to when I was in high school and growing up as a teenager, I would say that it was, in those days, it was simply more community-oriented. And that is to say, there were more homeowners, there were more people involved in community-oriented things, the church, local associations.
It's changed over the years. I feel as though it was neglected.
I think the biggest change that I've seen occur over the years has been the absence of homeownership. I think that's been the biggest impact.
It has gone down tremendously since 1995.
The biggest problem that we really have to deal with here in South Rome are the absentee landlords and the percentage of the property that is rental.
More houses became abandoned.
And now there are rundown homes on the pretty street of Branham Avenue and rundown apartments.
It was so many houses went down after a lot of those people died out. And the families, even if they own it, they didn't try to fix them.
If you look at housing over there, you'll see that the average renter pays around $250, $300 per month, or maybe a little more for the dilapidated housing.
They had more grocery stores, even though they were local grocery stores. They were nonetheless, they served the purpose.
It's not one over there now. It's not a store. It's not a pharmacy. So those seniors can get the medication. They either have to go to Maple Street in East Rome or Kmart, way across town on Turner McCall.
I think life today in South Rome is just simply harder. That is to say, it's a community with a lot more problems. And I think all neighborhoods have some problems to some degree, but I'm talking about some drug problems, some crimes in the street, sometimes gambling in the street.
It's been a lot of change from what I've heard about how the boys stand around, you know, in the drug-fested places over there in South Rome.
We have some young men that stand on our streets, and some people say they are afraid. But it doesn't bother me because I get out there and work with those young men because I would like to see them change their lives and make better fathers and husbands. And I just get out there and work with them and talk to them and tell them what they need to do and what they don't need to do.
A lot of the old houses that were in South Rome have been torn down. New houses have been built. That's improvement. And I think they're still improving it, you know, to a certain extent by getting rid of some of the old buildings, but new buildings.
And now, as I pass the streets, I noticed I never would have dreamed to see sidewalks and a nice road, street.
It's better. At least the housing is better.
You look now, you have the South Rome Redevelopment Association who's trying to spruce up that neighborhood. And there has to be a reason.
They're getting more grants coming in. They're making a big change, putting up new housing, trying to clean it up, in which it needs that.
All of a sudden, you're seeing our city and county governments come together trying to put together a plan, a $20 million plan to revitalize that area in partnership with Dalton School and the Coosa Country Club.
You look at it, since they got this project going in South Rome, you can see Hardy looks a whole lot different. They've gone down Wilson. They got sidewalks on each side now. So they're trying to make a difference over there now.
What really puzzles me Is that why all of a sudden there's such an interest in that location? It's the largest black voting precinct and the only one that we have left in Roman Floyd County.
So it's gradually come back, but a lot of things was there, it'll never be back.
If they were doing their job in the first place, it wouldn't be in this condition. They let it run down over the years.
They're taking South Rome away. They're coming in and doing what they want to do, what the city want to do.
South Rome is going to be a model place. When people come to Rome, they're going to say, well, take me to South Rome. That's what they're going to want to see. That's what I'm believing God for.
It has been a nice place, and it will be a nice place again. That's how I feel about it.